Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When Isaiah, the great statesman prophet, came on the scene in Israel, the nation had become evil beyond our imagination. Isaiah accused the nation of becoming a harlot. The political leaders were rebellious and companions of thieves. They were eager to take bribes and gifts. They had failed to care for widows and orphans. The Lord was displeased with His people and threatened them with severe punishment. Isaiah 1:21-24. Although the word discipline is not used in this context, it is certain God wanted His people to learn from His threats of punishment and to turn to Him for the forgiveness of sins. God promised, "And I will turn my hand upon you, and purely purge your dross, and take away all your sin." Isaiah 1:25. We know God through the years has disciplined His people. That was one of the purposes for His exiling the Israelites to Babylon. Long before the Babylonian exile, King Solomon urged God's people, "My son, do not despise the chastening or the discipline of the Lord. Neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, even as a father the son in whom He delights." Proverbs 3:11-12. The author of Hebrews quotes these words from Proverbs 3 concerning the purpose of God's discipline, and then adds, "Now no discipline for the moment seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to them who are exercised thereby." Hebrews 12:11. God's discipline of His children helps us to understand and to learn to discipline ourselves. God had told the Israelites, "Your silver has become dross, and your wine mixed with water." Isaiah 1:22. Because the Israelites had corrupted themselves through alliances with pagan people, God would turn His hand against the nation, purge away the dross, and remove all the contaminating mixtures. Homer Haley's commentary on Isaiah makes the following observations on the verse I am examining with you. "As one purifies metal in a fiery furnace, so in the furnace of judgment, Jehovah will turn His hand upon the apostate people to thoroughly purge the dross, the scum, all the impurities that contaminate the true or pure metal." Page 43. If the people and the leaders would purify themselves, God promised, "And I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city." Isaiah 1:26. If the Israelites did not turn from their wicked ways, would God be obligated to fulfill the promises He made to the nation? The answer ought to be obvious to any student of the Word. If they did repent, He would provide for them judges and counselors who could guide them in the right way. Israel would become the city of righteousness, the faithful city. At the time Isaiah wrote his great prophecy, the nation was certainly not a city of righteousness. The people did not constitute a faithful city. He had given them ample opportunity to repent, but they did not take advantage of His grace and mercy. The nation continued down the path of rebellion and was eventually exiled to Babylon for 70 years. If the nation would turn back to God, He would redeem Zion with justice and her converts with righteousness. Isaiah 1:27. God would take no pleasure in having to punish His people, but they would make it absolutely necessary if they did not repent. If they did repent, He would redeem the nation with divine justice. Those who would return to Him would be righteous in His sight. He would cleanse them from all evil. God has made similar promises to us. If we are alien sinners, we must believe in Christ and obey the gospel to become righteous. Romans 6:17-18. If we have rebelled against God, we must return to Him for the forgiveness of sins. We cannot be righteous except on God's terms as revealed in the gospel. Thank you, and may God bless you.